Illumination. I am the allness of all things. I am the allness of all things. I am the allness of all things. Can I say that I am the allness of all things and really mean it? Can I say that and really mean it? Because to be the allness of all things means that everything that ever existed, ever will exist, or ever could exist, or is now existing, I'm it. I am it. I am all that is. I am the allness. And I say to myself, hey, why? Why bother? It's enough to be whatever I am. It's enough to be in my physical body, in my physical world, in my physical life, with the people that I'm in this world with. But when I say I am the allness of all things, well, golly, to say such a thing is sort of absolutish in thinking, and truly it is absolutish in thinking. But think about it. I am the allness of all things. No matter how great something is or how insignificant it is, I am it. And what's the big deal about it? Why should I even think about being the allness of all things? Why should I give that any attention in my mind? It just sort of makes my mind real when I say things like that or think things like that, because it's something that is not my everyday cup of tea. It's not my everyday fare. So why am I thinking on that level? Well, when I begin to think I am the allness of all things, there is nothing too great or too small in my universe, in my awareness, that does not deserve my full 100% attention. The people I've admired most in life are the people who are able to take their full attention and give it to whatever it is that they are working on at any one given instant. And when they take their full attention and give it to whatever it is they're working on, they come up with the most amazing understanding of what it is they're dealing with. They come up with the most amazing awareness of that subject that they're working on that was ever known. And I think to myself, how could they do that? They're genius. They're a wizard. They're a magical person. How very wonderful. Wow. But you and I can do that exact same thing. Whatever it is that is of interest to us, we are the allness. Okay, so we're the allness. But what is it that we're thinking about right now? Right now, we're thinking about whatever it is that we are doing that makes our life interesting and happy and complete and totally done right now. What is it that we are thinking about? So we're thinking about, all right, something so simple. I'm going to fry an egg. I'm going to fry an egg, and I'm going to make it an ideal egg. I'm going to take my full attention and my ability. Oh, I have the ability to do it, all right. I have the ability to know exactly how to fry an egg. So now I'm going to fry this egg, and I'm going to take the egg, and I'm going to put it in the pan. But first I'm going to love the pan. Love the pan? Come on, I'll get off it. Yes, I'm going to love the pan. I'm going to say to the pan, you are the ideal frying pan. You have the ideal temperature for frying my egg. I'm going to put my egg in this pan so it can fry my egg. But first I'm going to say, is it a Teflon pan? Or must I put some sort of oil in here so that the egg will not cling to the middle of the pan? And so I take care of that. Then I gently open the egg after the pan has been on the proper heat, the proper length of time for just a few moments, and has warmed up to be at the proper heating way. And when I do that, then I gently break the egg, and I think to myself, the egg is going to open perfectly, the yolk remaining intact, and everything just wonderful. And so the white clings pretty much around the yolk and making everything quite beautiful. And I let the heat penetrate them. I may put a cover over the pan for a moment, or I may be in a fast food restaurant where I don't have time to put covers over pans and I have to have the heat in the right way. And so I use the egg itself to cover itself, and I gently flip the egg, and then I bring it back again so that it looks like it hasn't even been flipped. But yet the white has coalesced in its perfect manner. And little by little, I'm able to adjust the egg and move the egg in the pan. I'm able to flip the pan even to bring it about. But I do it with such gentleness and such perfection in my thought. In my thought, that egg is coming out beautiful. In my thought, I am the master of how that egg is being cooked. I am the master of how it is being touched in my pan. I am the master of it. And the egg and I cook together in perfect synchronicity and perfect harmony. And the egg comes out ideal. The inside of the egg, the yellow, is gentle, soft. It is not runny, but it is liquid. And the white is all coalesced in its beautiful shape. And whatever condiment I put on it gets onto it and makes a beautiful picture. And in just a few moments, the egg goes from being an egg in its shell to being an egg on the plate. I handle it so harmoniously, so beautifully, so perfectly. I see it done already at the time that I'm doing it, so that when it's done, it is done. So when it's done, it is done perfectly. And because I give my 100% attention to what I am doing, oh, I can have my attention on 5 or 6 other items at the same time. But the moment I think of that egg, I think of it perfectly. The moment I think of the allness in my world, I think of each perfectly, no matter what that allness may be, because I am the allness of all things, and I can and do and are and am all in all things. And as I do these things in all things, I am the perfect expression of the perfect response of anything that I do, whether it's frying an egg or whether it is having a beautiful conversation, whether it's discussing the depths of the infinitude of the universe, or whether it is giving a tender, loving kiss and saying to myself, I love me, or to my beloved, I love you. And all the world is my beloved. So whenever I give a kiss to my world, my beloved, I'm giving a kiss individually to each and universally to all, because I am the allness of all things. And how great it is to be the allness of all things. How great it is to live in that awareness, to live in that consciousness, and to be able to do it perfectly, wonderfully, now. I am the allness of all things. And that's the way life works. When I give my 100% attention to each of the allness is mine, totally and perfectly and wonderfully. I live in that consciousness now. And how happy I am. I am the master of my life. And my life is good and very good.